I'm Mark Coles. You're listening to The Strand, global arts and entertainment from the BBC World Service. Now, for many, the internet is the great leveller when it comes to culture, the means by which the arts are being opened up and democratised. Away with the gatekeepers, the cultural guides, publishers, galleries, even broadcasting networks who control access to an audience. These days, all you need to do is go online, post your work, and hope the world clicks on to have a look, read, or listen. Aspiring musicians head to sites like Bandcamp. DJs congregate on Mixcloud, writers on the self-publishing site Lulu. Some even invite fans to interact, to remix, rewrite or redesign their work. Well, now one writer has gone one further. Using new cloud technology, Sylvia Hartman has written her new novel live, online, in front of a global audience of thousands who are able to look in on every key being typed, add their comments and influence the plot. A subsequent story, Dragon Lords, being touted as the world's first cloud-sourced novel. Earlier, I asked Sylvia Hartman to explain.
What it meant in practice was that I was writing the novel live online, so letter by letter and space by space, whilst people from all around the world were watching me doing this and commenting in real time.
So you had a document up there online, you're typing into it, there's a panel on one side, I gather, and
yep.
People are posting comments, suggestions, character plots, twists.
Cries of outrage.
And how did you respond to that?
The way I eventually managed to deal with this was to realize that I was actually acting more as a storyteller than an author. So I would write something and people would respond with, ooh, ah, and oh no. Like a storyteller would if the audience is in the same room with you.
What did they add or change? How did they interact? And where on earth were all these people? Were they literally around the world?
Literally around the world. America, Canada, South Africa, New Zealand, Japan, everywhere.
Did they help change the direction of the novel?
Because I was writing the story live, I didn't plan the story before I came to write it. I literally sat with no preconceived idea other than the title that had been suggested from my mailing list, which was The Dragon Lords, and just started writing the story. And as people were responding to it, it helped shape the story, as it were. I mean, there was a time when people complained there was too much sex, and there was a time when people wanted one of the main characters dead, but you can't do that. You can't kill off your main protagonist.
I think you did a survey at the start, and 90% of those taking part said they wanted more sex.
Yes, that was astonishing. There was an incident where the main character got touched by a lady and responded by saying, I really liked that. Can you do it again, please? And there was an outcry on the panel. Oh, no, not sex. Oh, no. And so I stopped and I put a survey online and let people vote on how much sex they wanted in Dragon Lords. And as you say, 90% wanted hardcore sex.
Why did you want to do this? Most writers, if they've got a story in them or they want to write, they write it, they might take it to a publisher, they might self-publish online. Very few seem willing to do a live experience like that and invite people to interact and change everything.
When the CEO of my publishing company laid this down as a challenge, how would you like to write a novel with people watching you do it? I went, yeah, how hard can it be? I'll give it a go. I'm glad I did it because it really was completely different from sitting just by yourself at your desk. The people who did watch it did say it was really interesting and they found it fascinating to see an author at work so directly.
What was it like being effectively watched by a global audience?
Strange. I thought it was an enormous privilege that people would care enough and be interested enough in what I have to say to be there. And I didn't actually realize how stressful that was until I finished the final chapter and literally fell off the chair. Oh.
I know how she feels. Sylvia Hartman with her typing finger, if not her head in the clouds. Dragon Lords goes live from today.